أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد أبو صلى وعجل فرجه وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We say refuge to the Almighty Allah, Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be discussing today Surah At-Teen, chapter of At-Teen. It is really a great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss His, the ultimate words, the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke and no one else. These words are the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of them are the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones that with it will create. Kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that kalima will create. Wa kalimatun minhu al-Masih ibn Maryam. Salamullahi alayhi. So it is a great revelation, great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us in order to sit down and discuss this enlightening, gleaming words of revelation, al-Wahi al-Ilahi. Surah At-Teen is one of the important surahs, and as we said, every surah in the Holy Quran, every ayah in the Holy Quran is a light by itself, the one that will penetrate in the darknesses and show you the guidance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How important is this verse? The characteristic of this verse is from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. He said, whoever reads Surah At-Teen in his wajib prayers and the nawafil or the sunnah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him from the heaven as much until he will be content. He said, Lord, now I'm content. I am radi now. That's what you gave me, enough. I had enough of it. In another hadith, from Khawas al-Quran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward that no one can count except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he reads it as if he had met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and he is saddened, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him happy, will make him pleased. For those who has a bit of a sadness, it is extremely important to read this chapter, this verse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, as related, he said, and if someone reads it on a food that is been brought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all of the bad things from that food, even God forbid if there was a poison in it, and that food will be shifa, will be a cure. Subhanallah. And also it said if it was written and read on any food, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the badness out of the food and will put shifa in it with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a beautiful chapter. What is this surah? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. This chapter begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing with few of his creatures. Now, why do people swear? Why do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear? During the time or the era of the Jahiliyyah, you see that Arabs, they were lying, they were cheating. However, if he swore by something, especially something that is very dear to him, you know, let's say his son, let's say something that is very dear to him, his brother, his father, if he said, I swear by my son with, you know, the head of so-and-so, I will do this. Usually he would have fulfilled that promise that he did. Usually people swear because they want others to believe them. Usually people swear. These are reasons why people swear. Because they want to show you how important is that issue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this tool. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only uses this tool, but also He opens the eyes of us humans to other things as well. So He uses it as making us aware of importance of certain issues. What are these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by? First, wat-teen, the fig. Second, wa-zaytun, the olive. Third, wa-tur sinin, Mount Sinai. And one more, wa-hadha al-balad al-amin, and this secure, tranquil city. Now, let's see what hadiths and the exegeting people had said about these issues, the tafsir of these issues. Now, some said, At-teen is the fig. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the fig to show you how important is the fig. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by zaytun, by the olive, to show us how important is the olive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by Tur Sinin, by Mount Sinai. It is an important mount. Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was there. Tur Sinin wa hadha al-balad al-amin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by this city where you, Ya Rasulullah, is from this city. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is collecting these issues. Another tafsir is reading, is Jesus saying, wat-teen, although yes, it is the figs, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the Mount of Damascus, Syria area, Dimashq, Jabal Dimashq, where, you know, a lot of trees of figs are being cultivated and grown over there. Zaytun is the place of Palestine, that area, because it has a lot of olives in it. And of course, Mount Sinai, also Mount Sinai, the Sina, you know, Sinai, where that is, where Moses went there. So the first one is Mount Damascus. The second is Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem as it's called today, or Baytul Muqaddas. The third one is Mount Sinai with Moses, and the fourth one is Hadha al-Balad al-Amin, the city of Mecca, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been born, and he shed the lights on the faith of Islam. Another reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by these places is because a lot of prophets came at these locations, and a lot of prophets died at these locations, so there is a lot of holiness in this ground and these grounds. Another tafsir that has been said from our imams, pure, ma'asumeen, infallible imams, they say, Wateen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by Imam al-Hasan, salamullahi alayhi. Al-Zaytun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swearing by Imam al-Husayn, Shaheed Karbala, salamullahi alayhi. Tur-Sinin is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi, afdal al-salati wa salam. And wahada al-balad al-Amin, this holy secure city, is Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by these important, whether it's a location or the people or the fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing. He is opening our eyes to these important issues. Now why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, by the figs, wateen, by the zaytun, by the olives, by the Mount Sinai. Why? By the city, the secure city of Balad al-Amin, Mecca. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by these? So He would tell us. This is the answer. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. I swear by teen, fig, by the olive, by my mouth, Mount Sinai, by the city of Mecca, that I have created you, human being, al-insan, in the best elements and bases and forms. Oh, you human being, I have created you the best. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Then I have taken him down to the worst of the bottom of the places, down in the bad places in the gutters. Now why? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that in by nature, with an instinct, fitrah, I have created a human being in the best way. Now, if he chose that best way, I will take him higher and higher and higher. That is his instinct. That is the fitrah. That's how I have created him. Whoever does not do that, whoever does not want to go high, whoever wants to go low, I let him. And he goes. Matter of fact, there are elements that will take him down. Satan is right there. He is willing to take the hands of anyone to take him to the hellfire, to take him to the gutters, to take him to the lowest vices, bad characteristics. This is Shaytan. He hates us. He is our enemy. He's willing to take us. So there are two groups now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the good nature, good instinct ones, and the bad ones, the ones that they go down. One of these two groups, the good ones, the one that they hold on to their instinct, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take them higher and higher and higher. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take those who believe, do the good deeds, and gain knowledge. He takes them level after level after level after level, makes them higher and higher and higher and higher. Rasulullah reached the highest places. Amir al-Mu'mineen reached the highest places. Fatima al-Zahra, Imam al-Hasan, Imam al-Husayn. Now these are the top peaks of the virtues and knowledge of, and the good deeds. And the rest of us, according to our location, we go higher and higher. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us all on the path of Ahlul Bayt, salamullahi alayhim, so we will reach that peak of height and go higher and higher of virtues and be close to Allah, the one that created us. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. Those who goes lower. Asfal means bottom. Safirin means lower. So those lower, they go down and down and down. Those who are good, ahsan al-taqwim, they go high and high and higher and higher. And subhanAllah. So inshaAllah ta'ala, you think that we should go higher and higher and not to go lower. Matter of fact, in Arabic, if they tell someone the word safil, asfala safirin, safil means low, means you are low. Don't be low. Don't be among those who go down. One of the most beautiful things in Arabic, when he tells you, come, they tell you, ta'al. Ta'al means be higher and come to me. Beautiful Arabic. Who are the ones that will not go astray? Who are the ones who will go in the higher and higher? It is those people who are with the following characteristics. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this chapter, in this surah, is giving us a beautiful form of two different kinds of people. One go high, one go low. Two categories, two groups. The group that they go higher and higher are those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in the hereafter, believe in Rasulullah and the message of Islam, and pray and they do the good deeds and do the good deeds. So believe first and do, and not do anything, no, do good deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Believe. آمَنُوا. Believe. Except for those who believe and do good, not do anything. You know, because a person, when he does anything, he's doing something. But it's not doing something. It is doing good deeds. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. If you do believe and do good deeds, you will be compensated. You do something, you get paid for it. There is nothing for free. I will give it to you, and no thanks. Just like when you go to work. Let's say that you go to work and they pay you $10, $15, $20, $50 an hour. Or whatever, maybe more, maybe $1,000. So if you did your job and the person gave you your $100, $200, oh, there is no minnah. There is no one saying, I have a favor upon your head. Oh, thank you. Yes, thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no one is doing a favor for the other. Your car got broken, you took it to the garage, and the guy was supposed to be charging you $20, and he charged you $20. Your tire, your whatever was fixed. So this was fixed, this is a spare. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling you, you do a good deed and I'll pay you. And it is not a favor, this is your good deed. This is a compensation. Then, after that, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now that I have showed you that there are two groups of people, one good, one bad, one goes higher, one goes lower. فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. What is the thing that is making you belie, say that this religion or this faith is a lie? There is no lie in the matter. Why you're saying that it is a lie? فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Now here again, they're saying that it's general people. Some they say, they exegete that it is known. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he can tell us that now that I'm telling you that there are proofs that there are two groups of people, and you see them no matter where you go, you see two groups of people. One is good, one is bad. And whoever in between, also they are in the lines of good or bad. Now there are degrees in good, there are degrees in bad. But there are two groups of people. Whoever is behind this line is good, whoever's on this line, they are bad. So what makes you lie for the people? Let me stop here for a second, as I said, between the brackets. Some, they also say no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually, when He's saying that I have created you in the best shape, then became low. He is referring to a young, handsome, active boy, man. When a man, let's say, he started his late teens and his 20s, he is in the best format. His hair is black, his skin is smooth, and beautiful girls, boys, and has a full head of hair, active, no sickness. He can lift things, put things, and as days goes by, he becomes weaker and weaker until he becomes old and aged, and lot even they start forgetting and losing control, God forbid. So that's another exegeting of the ayah. But here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ, therefore it seems like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, yes, there is a possibility that I'll make you in natural, I'll make you strong. Don't lose that. But the main, most important thing is for you not to lose your spirituality, not to lose your virtues. Because I create a human being in a good nature, with virtuous nature. Matter of fact, there is no such a thing as a thing that is bad. Everything that Allah created is good. خَيْرٌ مَحْضٌ. We have discussed this in several places. So, and the last verse, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. Yes. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of the judges? Alaysa? Isn't He, Allah, the best of the one that is in control of things? He's above everything. He's the judge of everything. Isn't He the one that separates the good and the bad? So therefore, Ya Rasulullah, isn't He the one? It's a form of assurance if it's to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't it, you know, that since Allah is the best of the judges, and He is the strongest of all strength that He had given to the people, and He is above all, isn't He going to judge for you to be in the right place and for those liars to be in the bad place? Yes, isn't He? Well, yes, He is. Another exegeting for the last section when He said, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. Now, what happened? After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Rasulullah died, people started fighting for Khilafah. And the Khilafah, as we have explained previously, in a place called Ghadir Khum, and in many other places, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam appointed Amir al-Mu'mineen as his replacement. Appointed al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib as the wali for the mu'mins. Man kuntu mawla, hada aliyun mawla. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ. According to the Ahlul Bayt followers, the scholars, Amir al-Mu'mineen is the deen. All of the deen is in a container, and that is put in the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. As being the messenger of Allah, he took all of the faith of Islam that Allah gave him. He put it in his heart. During his stay, he put it all in the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen is deen. So, فما يكذبك بعد بالدين. What is making you lie that Amir al-Mu'mineen is not the deen? What is making you detest or hate Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi? God is the judge. So, in general, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us quick explanation about the nature of the human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the information that there are two groups of people. One goes higher and higher, one goes lower and lower. And given us the warning that I am the ultimate judge and the ultimate power. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us understand His gleaming words. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us be acquainted with the teachers of the Holy Quran. So we can be closer and closer and closer to Him. الله سبحانه وتعالى والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين